how important is it for you to show your pro coaches how you respond and bounce back from being out of practice a couple of days?
Very important. Very important. For sure, you want to show your teammates, too, that you're a physical player and that you can play in this league.
How have you been feeling since you came back?
Feeling better every day.
And you have to do anything to maintain it?
Yeah, just a little rehab.
It's like a daily routine now for you?
Right.
I saw you do a pretty good workout before the game. If that was a regular season game, would you have been able to play on Saturday?
I could have tried, but I wouldn't have been 100%.
Feel like you're 100% now then?
Close. I'm getting closer.
Eli, can you talk a little bit about the learning curve such throughout the camp? What are the things that you picked up on the most?
Just picking up the playbook, picking up offenses, and how they want to attack our defense, little things like that.
What do you want to get out of Saturday's game?
I want to play well. I want to help the team win. That's the biggest thing, I get a W.
How concerning is it when anyone misses time, it's not good. When a rookie misses time, you feel like it's almost like you're missing 2 days for every one. Is it tough?
Yeah, it's tough. I don't like watching. I've never really done that so much. So, I was just sitting there rehabbing hard, trying to get back out there.
How much do you try to take out of watching, observing, and talking, and studying when you're not out there?
Yeah, I just try to get my mental reps and, just act like I'm out there a little bit and just see what I would do, think about that and stuff. But, it's tough watching. I'm glad I'm back.
What's the tougher part, like rehabbing the physical part or just trying the mental challenge of kind of not getting impatient?
It's a mental thing. Just trying to just stay patient. When you get back 100%, to trust yourself when you get out there, just to go full speed.
What do you really feel like you're missing when you were out there?
You're missing the reps. You're missing, the game reps. It's valuable. You want to get those reps before the games because, practice definitely makes it better for sure.
So given that feeling, how great was the feeling on that pick in the corner of the end zone? Because you really went after that ball.
Right. It wasn't too great because we got an offside penalty, so technically it didn't count as a pick. But it felt good being back out there with the team and being able to make those plays.
There's a lot of talk about you maybe playing in the slot, but it seems like you've played pretty much just that left corner spot. Has that helped that you haven't had to bounce around a lot during camp?
It's helped because you can just focus on one thing and kind of just master what the coaches are trying to tell you to do. So I definitely pride myself still on being versatile, and if they ask me to go in the slot, I'll definitely do it 100% for sure. But right now I'm just trying to master outside corner.
I think it would have been a big undertaking to have to do both of those at the same time.
A little bit. It's a tough thing to do. Tough thing, to remember with the playbook and all that stuff and the adjustments you have to make. But I think I was able to do it for sure. It's just a matter of getting the reps.
Have you got more reps than you expected? Because obviously there's two established guys there ahead of you on the depth chart, and you've been out there a ton.
We all get a lot of reps. Sometimes it's tough to get them, throughout a week of practice because you just sometimes it's not. Because there's only one group out there, one, so it's tough to, get everybody the same type of reps. But we do a good thing with the rotation and everything, so whenever somebody's tired or whatever, we'll always get somebody in there. I'll rotate in with DRC or Jackrabbit isn't feeling 100% on a particular play, I'll get in a rep. So it's good. It's a good rotation, keeping everybody fresh.
Spagnuolo said things have come along pretty fast, maybe even faster than they probably thought you would. What do you sort of make of that, and how do you think you've accomplished that?
I'm proud of myself on picking up the playbook. I don't think I'm making too many mental mistakes. It's just I want to play out, play fast out there. That's the main thing for me. So we'll see come up, Saturday, how my development's been. That's something I definitely want to show to everybody.
You're looking forward to, possibly getting some reps against guys like Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker. And
right.
What is it about them that you think they can sort of test for you?
They're two of the best combo receivers out there in the league for sure. Brandon Marshall's a big physical guy. Decker's a good route runner. He's also pretty physical. So they're definitely going to help get us ready for the season. And, it being the third preseason game, it's very important for us to play well because most of the starters are going to be out there first half and a little bit of the third quarter too. So we definitely want to pick it up, make those necessary adjustments from the last couple of weeks, and do our thing.
Last question.
You, do you have anything that compares to what you think what you're going to face in Marshall in particular? You talked about that big physical kind of guy and who and why.
Yeah, I mean, he played the Cowboys the first game. They're kind of similar. Him, Marshall, and Dez Bryant a little bit. They're kind of similar when it comes to just their physical traits. So it's definitely going to be a good challenge for us, and we're looking forward to it.